Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Monica Yatuma. She's an announced candidate running for Secretary of State and will be attending the debate forum. The 9th Congressional District is hosting, putting on Saturday, January 31st, 2 weeks from this Saturday down in Rochester, Michigan. It is going to be streaming live, so you folks up in the UP and here in northern Michigan, you won't have to drive down there like Monica and I will be attending that together, but you can watch it online. There will be a live stream. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing really good, and it's funny. I just had Justin Michael on. He's running for Congress against the current incumbent congressman up here in the 1st District. And we were talking about the protesters in Iran and whether or not we should actually get involved in that. Had some very interesting history, but also mentioned the difference between the Western Hemisphere, the Eastern Hemisphere, the Middle East, and how many times some of these elections have been influenced. Laura Logan, one of the moderators for the event, put out a video and talked about Venezuela inventing basically the Smartmatic electronic voting system and how it's influenced and manipulated elections, starting with Hugo Chavez and then Maduro and then others, 70 countries around the world, including the United States. And as the next Secretary of State here in Michigan, what is it that you feel you could do or look into regarding Smartmatic's influence in our voting systems and equipment here in the state of Michigan?
Well, look, that's a machine issue, right? And so the machines, and when I say machines, I mean the tabulators, because people confuse voting machines with the tabulators.
Right.
So the tabulators that count the ballots, there's so many safeguards that we can put in place, but at the very minimum, they should not have any Bluetooth capability, right? We shouldn't be plugging in any modems. They shouldn't have Bluetooth capability. Nobody from the outside should be able to interfere or access these machines in any way. And so another thing we can do is actually turn on the transaction log in the machines. A lot of the clerks across the state are not doing that. If we turn on that transaction log, we can see who's accessing the machine. We can see when they're accessing it and what they are doing when they access the machine. But and something so easy and simple, too, that we can do is changing in login credentials to these machines every election cycle. Because from what I understand from cybersecurity experts, we're going 6, 7, 8 election cycles, and these login credentials are not getting changed. So just imagine how many people have access to these machines.
Absolutely. And the other component to it that Pat Kobach had explained early on, right after the 2020 coup, the algorithms and how things can be shifted and manipulated within the tabulators via internet access, where people are saying, well, it's not connected to the internet. Well, actually, there's cell phone modems in every single one of these machines. And
yeah,
we experienced it right here in Antrim County.
Yeah, they do have a way to access the machines. And when I first found this out, I'm going to be honest with you, to me, it sounded very conspiratorial. So I started reaching out to different cybersecurity experts, especially when you started having whistleblowers come forward, like CIA agents and people that worked with Hugo Chavez and Maduro in Venezuela. So I reached out to some cybersecurity experts and I said, hey, these are the claims. Is this possible? Can this really happen? And he said, yes, absolutely. Most people just don't realize it. And a lot of the messaging coming from people who don't want you to realize it make it sound like you're crazy and you're a conspiracy theorist. But no, these machines can absolutely be accessed from the outside and they can set any algorithm that they want. So they could say to the machine, hey, flip every fifth vote and make it go to this candidate, et cetera, et cetera. So they can
sure
do things like that to change the algorithm.
Well, and on that point, and people, you know, you mark your ballot, you feed it into the tabulator, you know, you get your little sticker, I voted, and you think and trust that that tabulator is going to scan and tabulate your ballot the way you voted. But I mean, we saw this in Antrim County here during, you know, the 2020 election when they did a deep dive and actually did a forensic audit of Cheryl Guy's equipment here in Antrim County. we had evidence and found evidence that there was outsiders from outside the country influencing her machine. They just got caught here in Antrim County because we're so red. I mean, we were like 70% Trump, 30% Biden. And they said Joe Biden won our county. And it was like, no, no, there's no way that happened in Antrim County. And as a result, the lawsuit came. Matt DiPerno was the attorney for Bill Bailey. And the rest is basically history. But this is something that is very concerning. And as the next Secretary of State, what is it you think at this point, after the people you've spoken to the experts, is there something you can actually do to stop this Smartmatic from manipulating our equipment?
Yeah, there's a few things. One, right now, all these machines have something called closed source firmware. So I'd like that to change, and I'd like it to see open source firmware so that we have the ability to FOIA what's inside the machines. Because right now, they feel like they're untouchable and they can hide things from us because it's closed source, we can't FOIA or get any information out of the machines. I'd like to renegotiate the vendor contracts because they have a clause in their contracts right now that say we cannot go inside the machines without getting their permission. So we have to ask for their permission to go inside the machines. And then if they grant that permission, we can only use an approved third party to go inside those machines. So I would completely do away with that, renegotiate that contract. So there's definitely a few things that we can do there. And those are definitely things that I want to tackle very early on, because I know the tabulators are a big problem and I want to address that issue right away.
Well, you have to, Monica, because we have a presidential election that will basically be your, first primary, and then the November general election in 2028. You're going to be the administrator as the Secretary of State overseeing those elections. And that's something that needs to be addressed as soon as day one you take office, January 1st, 2027.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Randy. There is a lot on the line, not just in our 26 midterms, but in the 28 presidential.
Well, the thing of it is, and I know we've talked about this already, where my wife here in Antrim County and other clerks around the state are cleaning up their qualified voter files, getting rid of dead people, getting rid of people that no longer live in their counties. And that is in preparation for this year's election, the midterm 2026, which you're going to be a part of. One of the things I wanted to ask you too, on this point, with the mistrust that a lot of people felt after the 2020 election, the coup that took place, we had 1.4 million Republicans that did not vote in 2022, the midterm election. Mm-hmm. And that basically gave the Democrats the majority of the state Senate, which they hadn't had in 40 years, Monica. And, yep. they expanded and took over the House. They had the trifecta. How important is it for people to get out and participate and vote both in the primary and the general election this year?
I cannot stress it enough how important it is. And look, for those of you out there that feel defeated and like your vote does not count or that it does not matter, I'm here to tell you that it absolutely does. Because the more of us that go out and vote from our base, the more we can overwhelm them and make it much more difficult for them to cheat. Because let me tell you something, if we just turned out our base, there are enough Republicans in Michigan to win these elections. I'm convinced we are not a purple state. I actually believe we are a red state. And when we fix these elections and when we can get more people voting consistently, that will shine through that we are a red state.
Absolutely. And the other component to it that people need to understand, because they think, well, I vote in the presidential election. The actual turnout from history, if you look at it, is always much lower in the midterm elections. However, if you look at, for example, Donald Trump, November 5th, 2024, he won our state by 80,000 votes. I mean, he even said it at the Detroit Economic Club, this week when he was down there speaking, my election, it was too big to rig. I mean, the turnout was so big, Monica, there was no way they could rig and mess around with the election results.
Right. But why did we only do that in 24? We want to do that every single time. And let me remind everybody what happened to us during COVID, the outrageous government overreach. Listen, it's great to vote in a presidential election, but nothing matters more than your midterms and your local elections, because that is what controls and dictates our life and our livelihood.
Yep. Absolutely direct influence over our lives at the local level is absolutely critical, based on midterms, not presidential so much, but especially the midterms, because this year we're getting a new governor, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. We're getting a new U.S. senator. I mean, this election is absolutely huge.
It's critical, especially the Secretary of State seat. And that's why the Democrats are so focused on it even more than the governor's race, because what people don't understand is that the next Secretary of State is going to control all the new redistricting and the census data as well. It's going to fall under the next Secretary of State. So I can't even begin to tell everybody how critical this midterm election is for Michigan. So please get out and vote.
Yeah. Well, one last thing I wanted to ask you, which is relevant to this upcoming event. We heard and had press releases sent to the radio station by the Macomb County clerk, Anthony Ferlini. And he mentioned about how he was involved in sending out questionnaires for jury selection and found an anomaly that came back. A lot of these questionnaires, Monica, these people claimed that they weren't U.S. citizens. And how did they even get on the qualified voter files if they're not even U.S. citizens, number one? But number two, where did that information come from? Ferlini says it's right from the Secretary of State driver's licenses.
Yeah, well, because they're giving driver's licenses to everybody, even non-citizens. We know she started doing that a few years back, and so that's what made our voter rolls skyrocket. So that's why you've got a ton of non-citizens on our voter rolls. So that's a huge problem. But then that's something I want to tackle too, right? I want to take us all out of being an automatic registration state. So just because you go get a driver's license doesn't mean you're automatically registered to vote. We need to be showing ID and proof of citizenship so that we don't get non-citizens on our voter rolls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, folks are listening. I got a couple text messages already. What is your campaign website so that people can go there and learn more about you?
Sure. It's MonicaForMichigan.com.
And that's all spelled out, ForMichigan.com.
Yep. Every word in there is spelled out all the way.
And also, don't forget, folks, there's also a donate button. She's traveling all over the state. You can donate to her campaign so she can continue to visit all the precinct delegates she needs to. And I'm looking forward to talking with you next Friday.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much, Rainey. Have a great weekend.
You too. Talk to you then.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Final segment of hour number one here on this Friday, TGIF. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Friday. Again, I want to give out the website for Monica Yatuma, the candidate you just heard running for Secretary of State, Monica for Michigan. M-O-N-I-C-A for F-O-R Michigan.com. She's got a video there at the top of the page. Great rollout announcement video. She's got pictures of her and her family, her husband and her children, and she's got all of her policy positions laid out on that website. Now, you have to understand, this is for the precinct delegates only. If you're not a precinct delegate, you won't be voting for her until November 2026, this year, November 3rd, general election. Why is that? Because the state parties, both Republicans and Democrats, rely on their state conventions to pick their candidates for Secretary of State, Attorney General, Supreme Court justices, and the universities. U of M, Michigan State, Wayne State, we are, as precinct delegates, responsible for choosing our candidates to run in the November general election. The August 4th primary, these folks are not on the ballot. You will not see Monica Yatuma on the August 4th primary ballot. You won't see Kevin Kievsky for Attorney General on that August primary ballot. They will be endorsed March 28th down in Novi. So if you are a precinct delegate, I want to put you on constructive notice that you will be getting a call to county convention early first week or so there in March. To come to your local county party's call to convention, and you guys will be voting on delegates as voting delegates and alternates to go down to Novi on March 28th. Now, if you can't go to Novi on March 28th for whatever reason, you need to share with your other precinct delegates at the call to convention that you've heard Monica Yatuma on my show. You've heard Kevin Kievsky on my show for Attorney General. You've been to their websites, Kevin for Michigan.com, Monica for Michigan.com. You've been there. You've seen their websites. You're informed. You're engaged. And you're the one that needs to tell them who to support. Because one thing you have to understand, Kevin for FORMI.com, Monica's Monica for Michigan spelled out.com. When you go there to their campaign websites and you see their policy positions, you see Monica's resume as a business person. Has she ever been a clerk? No. But you don't have to be a clerk to be a Secretary of State. Jocelyn Benson was never a county or even a township clerk. But yet she's been the Secretary of State going on the last eight years. She's term limited out of that position and now is running for governor to be the Democrats' candidate to run for governor in November. Now, she'll be on the ballot in August because she has a primary challenger, Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff. Garland Gilchrist has dropped out of the governor's race and has now announced that he's running for Secretary of State. With his name recognition and probably forthcoming very soon would be her endorsement, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, of his campaign at their April, 19th nominating convention, endorsement convention. Wouldn't be surprised if Governor Gretchen Whitmer doesn't come out and announce her endorsement of her Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist for Secretary of State. Now, if Monica Yutuma is endorsed at the Republicans' state convention in Novi on March 28th, it would be Monica Yutuma running against Garland Gilchrist in November. So I'm hopefully explaining this so you understand. General public, people listening to me right now, you are not a precinct delegate. You are not affiliated with your local county Republican Party. Well, guess what? You will not be part of selecting the candidates for the November ballot for Attorney General and who you just heard, Monica Yutuma, for Secretary of State. But they will, if they get endorsed in March, be on the ballot come November. And this is going to be a huge election. Donald Trump's already been to Michigan, coming to the Detroit Economic Club the other day. It's not going to be his last visit. I can guarantee you that. Between now and November, I expect to see the president, J.D. Vance, lots of Republicans coming to Michigan to help get out the vote. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, Kevin for MI.